Well, as we know, one of the big talking points over the last 24, 48 hours in rugby league has been the signing of Cameron Serraldo at the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. So a five-year deal, they got their man. Craig Laundy is on the line, major sponsor, of course, of the Doggies and a critical part of all this. Craig, appreciate your time this morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, and you too as well. Look, you obviously had Cameron Serraldo earmarked here, and you guys are very successful in business. You've got a very big organisation that you run. How difficult was it to piece this deal together?
Oh, look, it did take some time, but we approached it pretty pragmatically. You know, John Coury and Aaron Warburton there at the Dogs and the board have put Gus Gould in place, obviously, on the football side of the fence. Our piece of the puzzle was more a relationship piece. So, you know, I had a mutual friend that knew Cam. I didn't know him before this process started. You know, Gus was adamant that he was the right guy. So we reached out at a personal level, my father Arthur, my brother Stuart, and myself, and contacted Cam and had some early talks and just gauged the caliber of the bloke, which is a piece that, you know, a lot of people obviously talking about his coaching ability, which is there, you know, clearly there, and he'll be outstanding. But what we quickly learnt was the quality of the bloke. He's just a really, really good guy, and his values and work ethic, and that was that they were the discussions. It really started at a personal level for us as a family. You know, Gus handled the footy side, and we worked hard on the relationship side.
Here's one. I'm a logistics man, Craig, so a little lighthearted one for you. When you've got as many pubs as you guys have got, how do you come up with the venue of where you're going to meet?
we normally, the Red Line is a popular one because it's sort of centre of Sydney at Roselle there, and it's easy to park around. So a lot of the time we make it there. But you're right, we do have a lot of choices. But that was the venue of choice, and we met Cam there solo at the start, without his manager. It was more a personal approach and just a sit down and a cup of coffee. And probably if you were framing a market at that point, we would have been 100-1. But we just chipped away, and we worked. Gus worked extremely hard, and the board had full confidence in Gus and his judgment, and we worked and just kept chatting and along the way and explaining to him that we have a long term, you know, hope that the club is restored to where it should be. It's an amazing brand. It's got an amazing fan base, leagues club behind it, and Cam could be the person that could do that.
How do you get it from 100-1 to a signature on the paper?
You persist. You explain, you know, Gus on the football side, us on the business side of the fence. You know, we're interested in Dad's key mantra has been to mentor the players and to make sure that they are financially stable post their football career, given that it's a short period of time for these young blokes. We've got obviously a strong track record of financial success, and we're keen for the players to be, you know, good on the field. That's Gus and Cam's job, but for us, it's looking after them off the field as well and making sure that they're financially stable. If they've got, you know, concerns with life and situations that arise, we're always there to talk to them.
You would have seen and heard, Craig, all of the talk around the five-year component of this deal and the number given to a rookie head coach. I mean, somebody who's proven and tried and tested as an assistant coach, obviously. But the five-year deal has got everybody talking from a football point of view. So that's in Gus Gould's hands. That's in the footy department side of the aspect that we're talking about. What about the business side of backing a five-year deal for a coach? From a pure business side, how did you guys reconcile that and say that was the right thing to do?
Look, it matched up with, it was quite an easy, you know, Gus, you're right, he was the one that did the details. But for us, as a family, we're involved in discussions. We're at the end of our first two-year major sponsor deal with the Dogs. We have an option to exercise another 2 years. However, we pretty quickly got very comfortable with Gus's vision and Cam being a long-term appointment. So as we speak, we're in active discussions about a long-term major sponsor deal with the Dogs. So, you know, I'm confident, and, you know, everyone's talking, you're right, everyone's raising the five-year issue. I don't think Cam's going anywhere for 10 to 15 years. You know, that was our hope, and neither are we, the Laundy family, with the Dogs. So it was just the right time. We were in discussions anyway, but the coach was the first piece. We were very clear to Cam that we were dedicated to the club and keen to extend, and it just lined up. It fitted very nicely.
So judging from that, mate, we could say that those negotiations are going pretty well. You've got the man there for the long term, and therefore you guys as an organisation, as a family, are prepared to commit further than the two-year turnaround that you'd normally do?
Yeah, look, there's a big push, Bill. There's the Dad's 81 now, and he has been involved with this club since Peter Moore days, sort of informally. The last couple of years when they were in trouble there a couple of years ago and couldn't get a major sponsor, it was a great opportunity for us to become formally involved. And the irony here is Dad's a tragic West Tigers supporter. I'm the Dog supporter. I'm the only Dog supporter in the family, you know, But we've come from that area, and Canterbury Bankstown has been very, very good to my family for four. Charlie, my young bloke, is the fourth generation now working in our business. And, you know, we owe that area a great deal, and we've been involved informally with this club for a long, long time. You know, guys like Jeff Robbo, you know, Dad still talks to him daily. Dave Gillespie, Steve Mortimer, you know, these guys have drunk at our pubs out there for 30 or 40 years. So, but the piece that I think is, you know, and we're talking to Aaron and John at the moment, we're very interested in legacy, a legacy piece for Dad. You know, he's 81 now. He's, you know, he's slowing down a little bit. He would hate me saying that, but he is. And we're interested in, you know, being involved with this club for a long period of time as a legacy play for Dad too, to say that, hey, you know, yes, you know, we've been out here a long time and we love the joint, we've been involved, but, you know, let's formalise it.
I had a great chat with your dad when the whole Matt Burton situation was going on and trying to get him across to the Dogs. Now, that's eventually played out and he's been absolutely sensational. So when we look ahead towards this deal and towards more commitment from the Laundy family, where does Matt Burton sit in all of this? Because from November 1, as you well know, he can start negotiating with other clubs.
Yeah, look, Matty's been, Matty is a superstar. We knew he was, you know, which is why we were so keen to sign him. Dad and I went out and sat with his mum out there at Dubbo and had a chat and explained that, you know, our role in looking after players off the field. So I think that's the next piece. The coaching piece of the puzzle's now done. Obviously Matt has a strong history with Cam. Gus and Cam will start to talk to Matt, and I'd be very confident that they can work something out.
Just a final one, Craig, just a quick one, and I'm not sure if it sort of falls into your realm here, but Mick Potter and the work that he's done this year since taking over from Baz and turning everything around, obviously would have known that the head coaching position was probably going to end up in the hands of somebody like Cameron Seraldo. How do you reflect on Mick's time there, and what kind of future do you see him playing in the club over the next couple of years?
Look, ultimately, that's a decision for Gus and for Cam. But, you know, how do I reflect on what he's achieved in the past 3 or 4 months? He's been, you know, a superstar, which we always knew he was. He's a long-term, had a long-term association with the club, obviously from playing days to today. He gets it. He gets what this club is about. And I'm sure that Gus and Cam, put it this way, not just Mick Potter, but you know, one of the things that happened during the last 3 or 4 months of chatting to Kem, that Kem put me in touch with Bobcat Ryan.
Yep.
And Andrew Ryan, and he and Kem are extremely close. And Kem just said to me at one stage, here he goes, mate, you would get on really well. And I've met Bobcat a couple of times through his playing days, but don't know him as a mate. But Kem introduced us along the way, and we've had some great in-depth chats. And there's another guy. He just bleeds blue and white. And we're all desperate just to get the club back to where we think it should be, you know, in its rightful place at the top of the tree. So, Kem gets it. He's a deep thinker. He understands the DNA of this club. And I know from many, many chats with him that he's got big plans to have all of the people around, whether it's Mick Potter, whether it's Bobcat Ryan, you know, people that get the club, understand the club, and can instill in the players, you know, the virtue of the past. And I think that's a very, very important thing. And I think it will prove very successful.
Yeah, absolutely. As we've been chatting, mate, Dennis has texted in, said the saving grace of the Dogs is the Laundy family and Gus, and now Cam Serraldo as coach. What a combination. I tell you what, if I'm a Doggies fan, after talking to you this morning and hearing what your plans are as a family ongoing, the legacy for your dad, the appointment of Cameron Serraldo, what you want to do with Matty Burton, the other players in the system, past and present, it's all looking up, mate. Appreciate the chat this morning. Thanks for your time.
You're very kind. No, it's nice. It is. I genuinely think it is looking up. And don't forget John Coorey, Aaron Warburton, the board members. You know, everyone's working their guts out. And to any fans listening out there, we're working our guts out to get this, you know, get the team to where it should be.
New beginnings, Craig. Thanks for your time, mate. Enjoy the day.
Good on you. See ya.
Craig Laundy there, major sponsor of the Bulldogs. So, wow, what a takeout. And like I said, if I'm a Bulldogs fan and I'm listening to that, I'm very, very happy with what I'm hearing. And I want to start running through brick walls. Cameron Serraldo needs to be a 10, 15-year coach. We're going to go with him. We're going to stick solid, right in negotiations right now with the club to continue their sponsorship. And it appears the only way is up. And it's going to continue on that trajectory, I think, for the next couple of years at least. Back after this.